This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, March 25. Enduring Forsakenness. From Mark 15. My God, why have you forsaken me? A classic case of forsakenness involves the famous couple, Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning. Elizabeth's parents so disapproved of her marriage to Robert that they refused to associate with her. Every week for years, she drafted a letter to her parents to say how much she loved them. She hoped that one day they would respond with love for her, too. After 10 years, she finally received a large package in return, containing all her letters unopened. Forsakenness is devastating. Far more disturbing is the picture of Jesus on the cross crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? To pay the price for our sin, Jesus was abandoned by his eternal Father. God turned his face away, and his Son suffered the complete separation from God that we deserve. Jürgen Moltmann, a German theologian, was born into a secular family and never felt the need for God. He became very skeptical when his best friend was killed in the fierce bombing of Germany during World War II. Entering the army, he was taken prisoner by the British. Receiving a Bible from a chaplain, he read until he came to Jesus' cry. Reading that, Moltmann said, I found in Jesus somebody who understood me, and from that time I became a Christian. By enduring the darkness of God-forsakenness for us, Jesus ensured that we need never be alone.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.